You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next is a story from Uncuffed, our series at Solano State Prison in Vacaville. With help from our team, the men there record interviews and edit them into short pieces that we play for you here on KALW.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
As a child, Francisco Magaña was afraid of his mother. She would beat him, and he's carried that pain with him throughout his life. In this interview, Francisco opens up about his relationship with the woman who raised him. Here's Uncuffed producer Brian Thames.
From the unfair and extreme beatings that he endured at the hands of his mother, to being forced to make an impossible choice, which still haunts him today, rather than blame his mother for who and what he had become, he chose to continue loving her, because after all, she's his mother.
I was born in Michoacán, Mexico. I had three sisters and two brothers. My dad, first I didn't know if he was still with my mom or not, because I hardly see him.
What was your family life like with just your mom?
Today I understand her, but at the time it was like, she was always mad at anything, so she would just take her frustration on me. Well, we used to get whooped with a branch. If she didn't have no branch, she would get like the cable from the radio or anything she could get her hands on.
What were some of the reasons that she would beat you?
I believe I was 8 or about to turn 8. As my uncle, like, he used to take care of the house. And the house is so big, it has swimming pool, it has everything. So I used to go help him a lot. But I didn't know how to swim. So that day I went and I wanted to go inside the pool, but I had no supervision. So I went and I got myself, I grabbed myself from the little stairs before you go to the swimming pool. So I was inside and I don't know how it happened, but I let go. So I tried to reach back and I couldn't reach back. So I started going deeper and deeper. When I woke up, I had a lot of people around me. I didn't know that even I drowned. So everybody was just looking at me, and then here comes my mom. Instead of telling me like if I was all right, she just got me with a broom and he started whooping me because he said that I wasn't supposed to be over there. I was a pattern of me getting whooped all the time. And the first time I ran away and I got whooped real, real good. But the second time, I remember I was coming from school and we got jumped by other kids. So I was so bloody and I knew if I would go to the house like that, I was gonna get whooped again with my mom. So I patched myself and I told my brother, I'm gone. I know I'm gonna get whooped. She finds out that I got beat up like this. So what I did, I left and I went to the bus station and My thought was like, I'm gonna get in any car and just get away from right here. So I convinced my brother to go with me. I don't know how did she find out that I was there. She went and picked me up, grabbed me, took us back to the house, and she tied me around a tree. She tied me hands and legs. And I remember that was one of the times she is, they call them varas de cascalote. That's some branches that are, and they're like thing, but they hurt. So I remember she got 3 of them. She just whooped me. She didn't whoop my brother. She just got me because she said I was the older one, and it was me convincing my brother. You know, that was when I decided anything that I do right, I'ma get whooped. If I do something wrong, I'ma get whooped. I didn't start caring about nothing no more.
You're here in the United States illegally, right?
Yes.
How'd that come about?
I remember one day I came from school and my mom said that we all were going to live to the United States. I didn't want to come. I didn't want to come because I didn't know nobody over here. And I said, my daddy is going to bring everybody, the whole family. At first, I thought she was just playing, you know. And we came in a bus. It took us 7 days to get yes to the border. So we all came, and I remember when we crossed, we had my little brother. He was about like He was about three, so my mom was carrying him. But that day, I remember exactly the day, it was probably like 30 or 40 some people. So it was a big, big, big crowd. So we had been moving, like they'll say, like, let's move. So I remember seeing the helicopter on top of us throwing the light. So they kept telling us, don't look up, because the light will reflect the eyes and they'll find us. So everybody's looking down to the floor. We kept moving. One of my sisters, I remember that she was talking about she wanted to go to the restroom, but you got to keep moving. So it took us like probably like, I'll say like a little more than an hour. And then we realized that she wasn't around. And I remember that I told my mom that I knew around where the place that she was talking about she wanted to go to the restroom. So I wanted to go back to pick him up. So she grabbed him on my hand and she told me no.
Who?
My
who?
Mom.
Told you no.
My mom.
What?
Don't go back. She said, I'd rather lose one person than lose two. So I still went back and got my sister. I went back and find her and brought her back.
You love your sister?
Yeah, I do. Until this point, I think she's still resentful because of that day. She said that if it wasn't for me, she said she can't forgive my mom, and that hurts me. Because my mom, well, anything that she did, I always believe she did it out of love. She didn't know what to do, you know? I think that for me, being in prison, that's a blessing because it probably prevent me to treat my kids the way I was treated. I was a monster when I was out there. I made amends to my mom right after I came out of the county. She moved out a new house, so we went and do a barbecue, and we spoke about it. She was crying. She was telling me she was real sorry because she felt that it was her fault for me becoming the way that I am. I told my mom that I had a lot of resentful because I never understood why she was doing everything. So I told her, look, now I understand you. I understand what you were going through. You were doing everything by yourself. I understand you, and don't ever feel that it's your fault. Yeah, I went through some pain and everything, but it was my decision. You couldn't stop me if you wanted to. You tried to give me the best you can. And we spoke about it. She told me that she was real sorry for everything she done to us. I said, look, mom, there's nothing to forgive. I love you. You're my mom. You're giving me everything you can to make me a better person. I understand her fully now. That's one of the things that I don't want nobody to see my mom as a monster, because she's not.
That was Francisco Magana speaking with Brian Thames. Brian is a producer in KALW's radio class at Solano State Prison, which is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability, and all content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, kalw.org/Uncuffed, and make sure to subscribe to the Cross Currents newsletter to get all our stories and interviews and more in your inbox every week.